Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Probably not, because I was muted. Glory to the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless y'all, saints. Glory to the King. Let me know how I'm coming in, saints, if you can hear me. Let me know. Let me get a 10. Let me get a 1 if you can't hear that good at all. Hallelujah. Let's see what we have. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me know, saints, can you hear me, if you can hear my voice. So it might be some type of delay here. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't even see that scroll down. But hallelujah. Thank y'all. I appreciate that. All right. So hallelujah. Glory to the King. I got so many different things going on. I got to unmute in a couple different ways. So bless y'all, saints. This is Elder Donnie here. Just want to greet you all this day. Welcome to the brother segment. Hallelujah. Straightway Truth, while we're at Blog Talk Radio, where this edition of it, where we contend for the faith. Hallelujah. And I just want to say shalom and blessings to you all for joining me. And thank you for the sound checks and everybody in the chat room and those who are listening by way of the cell phones. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Yah is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy, it endureth forever. Glory to the King. So, hallelujah. We're going to get started here. Just so thankful and grateful, hallelujah, to be here with you yet again, another day here. Take it every day, you know, that we are alive and we are breathing and functioning. We should give thanks to Yah, hallelujah. We should always give Yah thanks, because without him, we could do nothing, hallelujah. All right. In the name of the Most High Yah, in whom there is no other mighty one but him, the beneficent, the merciful, to whom all praise is due, whom we will forever give thanks for sending us Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, our Savior. And if it were not for the Messiah, we would not be here today. Glory, hallelujah. All praise to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. Give praise, give honor to our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dow, hallelujah. And we thank him for all that he do, hallelujah. Also, Pastor Corey Phillips, hallelujah, out there in Kansas. Pray that the Most High Yah continue to bless him and strengthen him. And bless both men of Yah with the things, the tools, the resources that they need. Pray that their faith does not fail them, and that they continue, hallelujah, to be strengthened, and that Yah gives them the utterance to preach and teach his word unto his people, hallelujah. So we're grateful for that, because, hallelujah, Yah is really so mindful of us. He's been good to us, and we have a lot, saints, quite a bit to be thankful for. And then all of the elders in Israel, teachers, deacons, all of the heads of the assemblies, and communities. Blessings to each and every last one of you all. Hallelujah. And Elder Donnie, as I said, I'll be your host for this evening. And just want to just talk to you just briefly here about a few things, not too long, just to remind us. We get fed really well, you know, and there's a lot to take in. A lot of times we let things slip. Hallelujah. The word even tells us that we allow things to slip. And so just to get in here just to encourage, because we need one another, hallelujah, but just to encourage you all as you go on in this walk of faith, and just to remind you, hallelujah, the things that in which we've heard, and so that we can just be strengthened above all. Glory to the King. So that's what this is all about, and I'm grateful to be here and fellowship with you all. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I see tens are still coming in, so hallelujah. So all is well. That's good. But as I was saying, yesterday was good, really, really good Shabbat, beautiful Shabbat, although we were not able to attend Shabbat in the tabernacle, but we still in spirit, you know, we all were in attendance. And if you were there, then you heard the message, very sobering message, very strong message, and rich in Torah, hallelujah, which distinguishes us from the people of the world, hallelujah, as no other people who have laws that are so great and so just as our laws are. And ultimately, it's for our benefit, hallelujah, so that we be righteous people that Yah want us to be. I mean, that is his essence. That's who he is, his law. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from above, so he doesn't make mistakes. He knows exactly what he's doing, and how else can he reach us, a people, a hard-headed people, hallelujah, if it were not strong, if it were not in our face, if it were not bold, if we didn't have somebody crying out aloud, you know, sparing not, lifting up their voice like a trumpet in this last day, with all the distractions that we have in the world, with all of the things that are vying for our attention, you know what I'm saying? With the lust of the flesh, hallelujah, at an all-time high, and us just fighting just to stay in the way, just fighting to maintain holiness, right, amongst this wicked and perverse generation. Hallelujah. So we are truly thankful. And Yah is mindful of us, and he's dealing with us as his people, as the remnant, Israel. Glory to the King. And there is hope. Hallelujah. There is hope. But it's up to us ultimately at the end of the day, saints. Hallelujah. What do we do with the information that's brought forth, whether we hearken unto the voice of the Most High Yah, or whether we go out and do the things that we want to do? You know, it's up to us at the end of the day. I'm going to read from Psalms to begin here, Psalms 119, 111. And it'd be in our best interest, right, to do and follow the ways of the Most High Yah. Because as we learned on yesterday, the things that we do, especially as men in Israel, it has a direct effect upon our descendants. And so we want to be living, walking upright, living righteous, keeping the commandments of Yah and keeping them near and dear to our heart. Because every single thing we do has an effect, hallelujah, on our houses. Psalms 119, 111, it says, "Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart." Hallelujah. "I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end." So this is somebody who clearly, right, King, he clearly has it made up in his mind and in his heart. They say, I'm going to do this, and this is the way it's going to be forever. You know, your statues, I'm going to perform them. This is my heritage forever. And that's how we need to look at it, and that's how we need to approach it. And it says, "I hate vain thoughts, but your law do I love." Hallelujah, that's clear. Hate vain thoughts. "Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood." That's right. "Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments." Hallelujah. And that's how we all should be. Hallelujah. Our flesh should tremble for fear of him. Our flesh. Yeah, the thing that's so puffed up, the thing that runs rampant, the thing that can never be satisfied. The thing from the time when our ancestors came up out of Egypt. Even from the beginning of times, right? That thing that can't be satisfied and fulfilled. That wicked flesh that we are admonished to kill and to mortify on a daily basis. Hallelujah. There's somebody who's putting it in subjection, that flesh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the King. But one thing we got to realize and remember, saints, is that Yah is our strength. Hallelujah. Yah is our help in time of trouble. He is. There is no other mighty one, Dar Yah. You know, I remember Shepherd telling us this during the Feast of Tabernacles, and how we should recite this multiple times throughout the day. Make a declaration. Hallelujah. We look at these other religions and people, Muslims in particular, how they are so devout, and how they, no matter where they are, they're going to pray to their mighty one, to their stone, or whomever they pray to. They're going to do it diligently, no matter where they are. I saw a guy, he was at the airport, man. He just took out his mat, and right there on the concrete, on the pavement, got down on his face. You know what I'm saying? So how much more should we, who have the one and only true creator as our master, as our sovereign? You know what I mean? How much more should we declare it and make it known? I know a lot of times when we're going through situations, you know, it's so easy and it's convenient for us to want to reach out to those who we would like to tell us a certain thing, or who we know who to call when we want to hear a certain thing. Some of us may even turn to alcohol or, you know, strong drink or wine. Others may turn to eating, you know, to get comfort, to find that comfort. But whatever happened to, like, really, really looking toward Yah, going to him first, right? Humbling ourselves before the throne of grace and seeking his face, seeking answers from him, seeking which way he would have us to go, seeking him when the enemy tried to bombard us with all of the negative thoughts and all things, right? Finding ourselves in that secret place, in that place where King David was talking about, right? Where he said that you are my hiding place and my shield. And he says, I hope in your word. Why, you know what I mean? Why we don't pick up our books? Instead, we pick up strong drink. Or we pick up, you know what I mean? Why don't we go there first? It's so easy, you know, to put our strength in man and to put our strength in other things. But Yah is looking for us to look to him. Jeremiah 17:5 says, thus said Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh. Inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not have it inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusted in Yahweh, and whose hope Yahweh is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Hallelujah. Psalms 121:1, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. And we need to remember that and know that and always have that in our minds. But Yahweh is thy keeper. Yahweh is our shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Yet shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Yahweh shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah. So he ain't going to leave us, saints. He's going to be there for us. And he's there for us to come unto him. Hallelujah. To draw unto him. Come nigh unto me, as he says. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:7, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You hear that? He says, I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Hallelujah. And the only way this way seems like it's a burden, or it seems like he's an unrighteous taskmaster, or he puts too much upon us, is because we don't line up with him. And our ways and our thoughts and everything about us is contrary to him. We still want to do the things that we want to do, and it's not going to gel. It's not going to gel at all. Hallelujah. We're charged to die out to our own selves, right? Up our own stake. We're charged to, you know, put aside the things of this life. I was a couple Shabbat ago, a sister who was at Straightway, and she saw me, and she said, she was just shaking her head. She was like, man, we had no idea, huh? We had no idea. And I said, yeah, what are you talking about? And she said, this walk, you know, and all that we have to deal with. And I was like, man, you know what? Sister, I was just thinking the same thing just this past week. You know, we were lied to. We really were lied to. In Christianity and in the world, that, you know, God knows your heart. Yeah, he knows, you know, if you messed up, then he knows. Or, you know, we were told that we didn't have to do anything. You know, just the mere fact that we existed, just the mere fact that we went to church, or, you know what I'm saying? And we said God, we said Jesus, we let that fly off of our lips, and we say that we believe, that we thought we were good, that we learn in this way. The word even tells us to prepare ourselves when we come this way for temptations, right? And so it's inevitable that it's going to come. It's inevitable that trials are going to come. It's inevitable that we're going to be tested. There's no way to get around these things. We got to be tried like gold, right? Tried in the fire. All of this dross, all of these impurities, all of these things that defile, all of these things have to be rid from us. We can even think that we're going to enter into the kingdom. So, of course, that we're going to go through. So when she said that, I was like, listen, I was already on that, meditating on that this past week, and it's real. It wasn't anything that was grievous. It wasn't anything that was heavy, but it just let me put things in perspective and see, you know, type of wickedness was in my heart. I had no clue. I was justified because I would always blame others, and that's how we're taught to do out there, to blame others for, you know, everything that's going on with us, not putting the spotlight on ourselves and not shining it on ourselves and really asking Father to uncover the deep, dark of our heart and the wickedness of our hearts. I don't know about y'all, but I've been praying about it, and Father's been showing me. And on Shabbat, I get it. It comes directly. It comes in that form. And it comes straight, and it comes direct, and it comes clear without any type of room for misunderstanding whatsoever. It's being revealed. And when this happens, we need to rejoice. We need to really rejoice and thank Yahweh that he's pruning us, he's cleaning us and sanctifying us through the word, through the washing of the word, through the water, the washing of the water of the word. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for that. Hallelujah. And so even when we pray for these things, we also pray that, you know, Father, allow me and help me to be able to deal with what you will show me. You know, and not that it frightens us or anything like that, but that we don't get discouraged in the way. But that, you know, he already just finished reading, you know. His burden is light. His yoke is easy. Same things that we're dealing with, our brothers are dealing with it. Our sisters are dealing with it. It's there's nothing new under the sun. And as we heard on yesterday on Shabbat, the things that were going on back in the assemblies, you know, in the times when the apostles, when the apostle Paul and Peter and all of them, same things that are going on, same things, right? Well, we just think we're just so smart, but in actuality, we're just more wicked, if anything. Hallelujah. Because we have all of this before us. All of this stuff is written for our learning, right? So that we don't have no excuse. And all we get week after week is our conscience and our hearts. You know, our conscience are being reminded. and said and shown, like, hey, this is, and we see the essence of Yah getting being drilled in us. Hallelujah. But I just wanted to say that real quick, and just to really so we keep our focus at what we're doing here while we're in this on this path. It's a lot that comes up, you know, from day to day. A lot of things that try to steal our joy, try to steal and distract us from what we're doing, try to take our attention away from the Most High Yah. We got to fight. It's not going to be easy. We got to literally fight to stay holy. Hallelujah. To keep our minds pure and to resist the devil so that he can flee. You know what I mean? Not being passive in mind and allowing all of these thoughts to flourish. And then we act upon these things. Hallelujah. But we got to be proactive. Hallelujah. But what we're going to do that, we got to reach out to Yah. We got to call on him and not be afraid to do that. And being very conscious and active and knowing that, hey, when things are going on, you know what? I have a way out. I have an escape. These other vices, these other things, they're not it. That's falsehood unto us. Hallelujah. Those things are vain. Hallelujah. So we thank Yah for that. So what I wanted to just talk about today real briefly, and where this comes from, it's come from, you know, I was with my family. We were eating dinner, and it just came to me. And honestly, I did not prepare to talk to them about that at that moment, at that instance right then and there. But it was just dropped in my spirit, certain things to just talk to them about. And I figured it'll be good just to talk about this on Blog Talk, because like when I tell you, it was just flowing. The Holy Spirit was just feeding me, and it was for me as well. But it was just, it may not come in that same vein in the way that it came for them. It was just straight up, no notes, no nothing. It was just straight, you know, straight the Holy Spirit. Just, but it's a message, and it's a word that we all benefit from, and just to keep ourselves reminded of it, and how we should. The things that we do, we should do more for others and keep others, their welfare and their well-being at the forefront rather than so much concerned with our own selves and focused on our own selfish desires and cares. And even if we feel like somebody's not doing something up to par or not serving us in certain capacity or if they're lacking, whatever the case is, we don't need to do the same unto them, hallelujah, but instead show them by our actions and our servitude. And mainly I'm going to come from Philippians, right, Philippians chapter 2. And I'm going to start, matter of fact, let me go ahead and here we go. I'll start at verse 1. All right, that's Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And it reads, and if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, shit, if you got any Holy Spirit in you, shit, anything in you causing you, you know, to draw nigh, causing you to call upon the Father, if any of that in you, any type of comfort, solace, any of that. Fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. See, verse 3 says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. You know, it reminds me, man, I see these people that have fallen away. And a lot of the things, you know, if you're a person where you always have and I'm going off, but I'm going to get back to the point. You always having strife. You always having quarrels and things going on with you. You know what I'm saying? And it's with other people. Sometimes we got to just take a look back and look at our own selves and see, okay, you know what? It may not be all them other people, because I didn't have it all. This one, I've been striving with this one. There's been all kinds of misunderstandings with this one and that one. at some point, we got to look at self. And we see them same people, they are outside the gate still with the same foolishness. It's always somebody else. They did this to me. They did it. And you can keep a record of wrong of every single person that done you wrong. What have you done? See, because we want a certain position, right? Or we want certain accolades, or we want to be noticed in a certain way. Or things are not going our way. And certain people, they got their mind is really messed up, especially when they come over here thinking you can buy and pay for because you give certain monetary offerings and things like that. That don't give you no say-so, and that don't make you know what I'm saying? No, that don't do shit because you're not even doing it from the right place. But every single thing about you, you got to be tending with this one and that one, and you can find fault with all these other people. That's the wrong spirit and the wrong attitude. And we see some of these same people, the same thing. They spewing out. Yah done raised these people up all of a sudden to deal with his righteous people. With all the shit they got going on. All what we're seeing was what was already in these people's hearts. And the thing we got to understand and know right now in this time we're in, this dead season, man, these people going to come up. They're going to rise up. They're going to try to persecute us. They're going to try to speak evil of us. All of these things was spoken about that's going to happen, and we have to deal with. But we got to continue and maintain and be righteous. Hallelujah. We ain't got time to be stooping down to these people's level, man. Let them say whatever they want. They can make as many videos as they like to make and say whatever they want. I could care less, man. But it's amazing, man. Nobody wants to really humble themselves. And we keep reading, we're going to see. Verse 3 again. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. We got this thing with us. We don't like to abase ourselves. We don't like to, you know what I mean? We just can't do it. It's us or nothing. It's got to be my way. I have to have it this way. It's me. We won't even see it like that. We wouldn't even call it like that. But we hear all of the murmurs and complainings, all of the gripes, all of the contention and the confusion, the contrariness of it all. That doesn't gender peace. That's not the ways of the Most High, yeah. Verse 4 says, look not every man on his own things. Right there. Don't even be concerned for the betterment of your own. You should be seeking, we all should be seeking, right? But every man also on the things of others. And it goes on to say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And if we look at the countless acts and good deeds of the Messiah, the Mashiach, it was all for others. It was all, even his existence, why he came here, why he was clothed in flesh. Why he took upon the sins of Israel. It wasn't even for his own good. It was for Israel. It was for us, his people. Because we would be no more. His whole essence, man, was on account of someone else, on account of us. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of Yah, thought it not robbery to be equal with Yah, but made himself of no reputation. And he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. So we're talking about the supreme being, you know what I mean? Came and clothed himself in flesh and made himself just like one of his created beings. Just like us, for our sake, for our betterment, for our well-being. I'm going to read verse 8 again. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the stake. We hear it all the time, right? Die out to the flesh, let the flesh die. You know, the flesh should be dying daily. The flesh should perish daily. But we see a clear-cut example right here how this man went unto death, right, on the behalf of us, on the, for the sake of us, Israel. Wherefore Yah also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Master, to the glory of Yah the Father. But instead of people bowing their knee and humbling themselves, they're disputing with the word, the name. Oh, Jesus. His name wasn't Jesus. It wasn't this or what. But still, powers, miracles are still being done, right? People are still being set free. Demons are still being cast out of people, out of his people, right? By that name. So you continue to contend and strife and fuss and all of these things.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, blessings, saints. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Elder Donnie here. I'm not even sure what happened there. I was disconnected, and so let me check, man, see what's going on, because I was going to town, man, but I checked the chat here and saw that it was disconnected. I didn't even hear anything, but glory to the King. I see I'm getting tens. That means that y'all can hear me pretty good here in the chat. Y'all can hear me online. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. I'm not really sure what happened, saints, but forgive me for it. But it just went out on me. Hallelujah. I don't think that ever happened like that before. Glory to the King. But glory to the King. I'm not sure what y'all heard, but I basically was, you know, just talking about, just from Philippians chapter 2, just, you know, just talking about how, you know, the well-being that we should keep and have in our forefront of our minds and our hearts, you know, the well-being of others rather than ourselves, and using the example of the Messiah in doing so. So let me see one thing. Give me 1 second here, saints. Let me see if I can pull anything up in the chat. Hallelujah. All right. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Hey, when stuff like that happens, it kind of throws you off a little bit. But I'm going to just keep going here. I don't know if I was talking about the wilderness when I, the last thing that I saw, and I was just talking about Egypt, how I always keep that at the forefront of my mind. And quite often go back to the account and just read about it. Because Yah said that when he brought Israel out, that he was going to do so with a mighty hand, and that it was supposed to be remembered throughout all our generations. Hallelujah. Then he brought Israel out, but now he's calling us, he's summoning us to come out. Come out of her. You come out by your own free will. Hallelujah. Renounce and denounce your citizenship in this world and all of the privileges and things of it. And come follow me. You know what I mean? So, and become sanctified, become holy as his remnant. But glory to the King. Let me go ahead to Matthew 7 and 12. It says, therefore, whatever you wish men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the Torah and the prophets. Leviticus 19 and 18 says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love Yahweh. For you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh. Just a couple examples here of the Messiah. Hebrews 2 and 16 says, For verily on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to Yah, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Hallelujah. And this is talking about Messiah again. Just going over, there's many instances in the book, it talks about him and what he did for us. All was done for us and not even considering himself. 1 Peter 2:21, and it says, for even hereunto were ye called, also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. I'll read that again. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Hallelujah. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. So he didn't buck back. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself, him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Just double checking to make sure that I'm still here and I didn't get disconnected or anything like that. So the ultimate example that we have, right, of somebody putting others before himself and thinking about the welfare of others. Of course, we did nothing to deserve it, right? Hallelujah. But because of the covenant that he made with our ancients, hallelujah, he had to make good on it. Like, he's just a merciful Yah. That's why I start out the way I do with the broadcast and with the greeting. Because he's full of mercy, tender mercies, and tender love and care and compassion for his people. He's so mindful of us, you know, even in it, when we don't even deserve it, even when we don't give it back, he still, and he shows us time and time again, I'm going to show them, I'm going to teach them, I'm going to put examples before them to show them how they should treat one another, how they should be living, I had the definition of labor here, Hebrews 56:47, to work, serve, to labor, work, to do work, to work for another, to serve another by labor, to serve as subjects, to serve Yah. If we look at examples, right, that we have here, live and in the flesh, we look at straightway and how they serve us. We see, you know, during the feast and every Shabbat for those of us who are nearby and they have the opportunity to get there, we see them exercise this just in that aspect. It blew my mind when I first realized that years and years ago that, you know, the saints are straightway. They don't eat. Let's say when we go down for a meal, they don't eat. They're not the first to eat, to partake in the feast. You know, they let their guests eat first. And if they, even if there's been times where there had not been food or they may have run out or something like that, they're still willing to let the guests eat first, those who live off the land, and then they'll wait. And if there's nothing, then fine. But if so, they show us. They try to show us every single week they show this. And it's a privilege and an honor, you know, to even break bread with the saints. I don't think a lot of us really consider it and think of what goes into it, how much is prepared for us. It's hard to even get saints to even contribute to make a cake. But we sit at the table and we expect, you know, this to be given to us. We don't even consider others and what goes into it, the sacrifices, right? Just the whole aspect of hospitality and lovers of hospitality. Because I'll say this, me personally, I went to the church from the time I was born until I left, made the decision to leave. And the Most High was calling me out. I could count to you probably the times that I've ever had a meal or they broke bread afterwards or we, you know what I'm saying? It was very rare. And this happens for us on a weekly basis, all of us. We go to the home assemblies all over. It's the same thing, same custom. How many times do we really consider when we put our feet under the table what went into it? A lot of times we don't. A lot of times we just expect, and it should be a certain way. And some of us have the nerve and the audacity to even complain or have something to say about it. But if we all keep in mind the Messiah, the Most High, also the reasons, this is impactful also. Look at the shepherd and the way he do things. I was reading this in the book of Sirach. This is Sirach 32:1. It says, if thou be made the master of a feast, lift not thyself up, but be among them as one of the rest. Take diligent care for them, and so sit down. I watch them week after week, especially during the feast when all of the saints come. Always want to make sure that there's enough for everybody else. Always want to make sure that the saints can enjoy the feast, but do it in such a way, and not wasting anything, but just being merry and enjoying the fellowship, enjoying the fact that we're even here, that we're invited to Yah's feast, making sure that there's more than enough for us. And just as it says right here in the Sirach, it says, if you be made the master of the feast, lift not thyself up, but be among them as one of the rest. We always see him always with us. You never see him out he's always with us, blending in with us, eat with us, with the saints and everything. And look at what it says in verse 32. It says, and when thou hast done all thy office, take thy place, that thou mayest be merry with them and receive a crown for thy well ordering of the feast. So that's exactly how he conducts himself. A lot of times I see the shepherd, he's not even the first to dip his hand in the dish. He comes in later on and eat. He's never the first, making sure that everything is taken care of, making sure the saints are good and well. Always thinking of others, always considering others. Even the fact they did what they did, him, Teacher Shane, and all of the saints that straightway in the beginning, all of the things that they did, look how we are able to benefit from it now. years and years later, all of the sacrifice, blood, sweat, and tears, so that we can partake in it. The last hour labor is coming in. Hallelujah. So we got a lot to learn, a lot we can learn from it. Also, we look at Tobit, book of Tobit, and we see how Tobit, that's another good example of caring for others. This man put his life on the line and jeopardized, you know, losing his life just to make sure his fellow men, countrymen, had a proper burial. I mean, he severely risked his life for a dead corpse, just so they wouldn't lie in the street, and just so they wouldn't be defiled or to be buried in a decent way. Hallelujah. Even when he had a meal, it tells us how he would go out and find, it wasn't good enough for just him and his family, but to find others that were worthy to partake in the feast. We see how he exemplified that, very selfless and very compassionate and caring of others and of his people. And that's how we should be as Israel, one to another. But the thing about it is, we got to know why we do what we do. And we do it as unto the Most High. We're not doing it to be seen of men. Because the person and the one who sees it all and knows even the motives and the intentions of our heart is the Father. And we can't even hide. We can't get by on him. Sure, we can dress up, make it look nice before men. We can be respecters of persons. And, you know, we can do all of these things. We can give grudgingly and out of necessity. And I do it cheerfully. But Yah knows it all. He sees it all. So we can't hide from him. And so as we do all of these things, and I was telling my family this, we got to do this as unto the Most High. Hallelujah. And this wasn't just me, you know, talking to them and preaching to them. It was for me as well. Because the way it came on and how strong it was all of us to get ourselves together. Glory to the King. So do all as unto the Most High. I got, let's see, probably another couple here, and then I'm going to wrap it on up, Saints. Not going to be too much longer here. And as I already mentioned, I don't know how much of it y'all heard, because I know the phone dropped, the connection dropped. Don't be so concerned, you know, with those who are without and all of their things that they spewing out of their mouths, you know, the wickedness of their heart. It's showing the true color, what was always there the whole time. Just be at peace, because we're in this dead season. It's going to come. It's going to happen. People, they always do this. I mean, they always come out against us. Don't even be worried about them. Don't even be concerned with them. You know, we are, you know, we have bigger things that we need to be focused on, too much that we need to be focused on rather than to focus on that. But let our hearts and our minds be set aright. Let us focus on the King, the kingdom. We should always be giving thanks unto Yah, right, for everything and in every situation. We thank Yah because he's always mindful of us. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, talking about the Messiah, and now seated on the throne to make intercessions for us, Israel. This, and I'm going to go ahead and close it out. That we really, truly consider others, consider the welfare and the being of others rather than ourselves, because it's so important. It's we see that Christ exemplified this, and he showed this to us. He showed us how to live. He showed us how to do things, even in the midst of adversity, right? Still maintained his integrity, still carried out the task at hand. You know, even when we don't even want to do it, you know. And you know, this just came to my mind. I mentioned it. I got distracted. But I see how wicked it is, you know, especially for, you know, Americans in general. So focused on self. So worried about others doing less than them. They doing more. Can't even get themselves together. You know, I was at work, and I'm working. And this guy, he's always complaining, always fussing. I don't even like to go around him or be around him if we do cross paths, because you know, I drive for a living and I'm always in the truck. But if we have to be at a particular place together, And we have to wait. They have us waiting in the waiting area together. It's always this complaining. And I just was looking at him one day, and, I mean, he kept going on and on. And I just said, you know what? Let me just talk to this man. Just let him know, hey, man. And I just told him flat out. I said, you know, you shouldn't even be worried so much about others. I mean, I just say for myself, for example, I don't really care what the rest of y'all do. Out here 4 hours, 5 hours, 12 hours, like we're supposed to be. It doesn't matter. I don't even consider that. That's all. Y'all do whatever y'all have to do. Because you just never know what a person have going on throughout the day. I'm not going to spend my time sitting there worrying about you and if you worked less than I did. I worked more than you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not concerned about that. That doesn't have nothing to do with me. But I told him you need to concern focus on yourself. And I said it'll be a lot less stressful for you. You know what I mean? You probably have better days. Your thoughts will probably be clear because you're not so focused on the other person in such a negative way. You're not trying to, and no, nothing in him is about helping somebody else and doing something for somebody else. It's always about his own personal being, that he can get the advantage, that he can get all these things. And that is a sick, cancerous mentality. And it's so, I don't even like to be around this person. I don't even like this person to come around me. It's just so toxic. It's just so negative. Things, that type of attitude, that type of mentality, that's the things we learn from the world, and that's the things that the world breed, that type of behavior, that mindset. It's so selfish. It's so full of shit, really. But that's not for us, Israel. That's not our plight, and that's not how we should conduct ourselves. We shouldn't want to see somebody else, you know. We shouldn't do that. Hallelujah. But our focus and our attention, hallelujah, should be patterned after Yah. And we have, the reason I even mentioned straightway is because of the examples we have right here in the flesh to show us, to be those examples right here so that we can see, so we have no excuses, glory to the King. And so as we strive and we continue in this thing, striving for masteries and seeking to get better and purging ourselves, hallelujah, we really don't. We just don't have any excuses. So that's what I have this evening. Bless y'all, saints. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it on up. And I like to say these words here at the end. It was impactful when I heard them. It was during Tabernacles. And I did it for the last few times that I've been on here and just repeating them in your ears so that you can hear these words. A lot of times, I know the enemy try to come and tell you all of this junk and garbage and try to bring up the past. And when you hear people do that, even when you hear people, physical people do that, like people are doing that right now, people that used to be amongst us, bringing up all of this shit that was, you know, stuff people probably repented of. They still keeping a record of wrong and holding on to the shit. It's we got to remember, right, where does it come from? Where's the root of it at, right? The word even tells us to reproach not a man who has turned from his sin, who's repented and who's moving on, walking in the newness of life. But when we have that happen, and even if we have thoughts that come and arise and just try to bring about sorrow and keep us down, try to keep us from moving forward and doing the things we're supposed to do, all of these attacks, know where they come from, right? Be able to identify that and quickly get back on course. So, y'all be encouraged this week coming up, and as we are continue to fight and continue to press, continue to fight the good fight of faith and laying hold on eternal life, let us remember, man, that Yah is for us. Hallelujah. He loves us. If you have any negative thoughts that make you depressed and feel down, even if it's true, remember that that's of Satan, and he's the only one that would do that. Yah would never talk to us like that. Let these words sink into your mind and heart. There is nobody who loves you more than Jesus. In him we live and move and have our being. No matter what goes on in this world, always remind yourself that the Messiah loves you. No matter how inadequate you feel, no matter how bad you feel, and no matter what you think of yourself. Hallelujah. Remember this, saints, that today is the day of salvation. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said Yahweh, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Psalms 139:17 says, "And how precious are your thoughts to me, O Yah, how great has been the sum of them. If I should count them, they will be more than the sand. When I wake up, I am still with you." 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Wherefore unto thou art also called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses." Hallelujah. All right, bless your saints. Elder Donnie here signing off. And again, that was out of my control. I sincerely apologize as well that happened like that. It was disconnected. Kind of threw things off a little bit, but all praise to Yah. I guess you guys heard what you were supposed to hear. And y'all be encouraged this week coming up. Hallelujah. Be a blessing to someone. Continue to pray one for another. Because we need it, right? We don't know how impactful a text message or phone call. I know brothers have sent me, like, they may send me a song, an uplifting song, spiritual praise song, and it'd be so good and so impactful at the time. If you have that come to your mind, feel free to do that. You never know. It's the Holy Spirit could be letting you use you to minister to help somebody else. Hallelujah. So bless y'all, saints. Y'all be encouraged. Be alert. Be attentive. Be focused. We got to realize our adversary, you know, he's roaming, seeking who he may devour. So be strong in Yahweh and the power of his might, and put on the full armor of Yah. Bless y'all, saints. Elder Donnie here signing off on this edition of the Brothers segment of Straightway Truth, where we contend for the faith. Shalom, shalom. Y'all be encouraged, saints. Hallelujah.